Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to be here with you today, and I have an awesome show planned for us. First, I wanted to give a big, big, huge shout out to all of you that tune in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show every Friday. We appreciate it so much. It means so much to us that you feel the value of this content of what we're sharing. And do you know that the content that we share gets distributed to 50 plus media outlets? It's just amazing to me. It just blows me away how technology works and how we can get that information out there so fast. The other thing that I wanted to point attention to is the YouTube channel. I would love it if you would go over to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube right now and go and subscribe to the channel. What that helps us do when we create this content, it helps us to send this information out to the people that are looking for it, the people that are searching and that are looking for this information, and that it's going to help them and it's going to help us. Plus, when you're there, hit that like button as well, because it helps create that algorithm with YouTube, and we really, really appreciate it so much. So, all right, now today's show, you know, for those of you that know me, know that I'm a radio host and I'm also an ascension guide. So the guests that I have with us today, you're going to be so impressed. They're back again because they've been on the show several times now, and I'm so excited to introduce them to you. I have been saying for a long time, what are we going to do when we have cleared the emotional wounds, when we've healed from the emotional wounds, when we've shifted our negative limiting beliefs, the negative conditioning that we were conditioned by, that we were born into? What are we going to do with our energy? And so the many of us that have been doing this inner work, now is the time. Now is the time to be energy masters and be responsible with our energy. And who knows what we're going to create on this planet. And this is what's why it's so exciting right now. And if you're finding yourself or you're still challenged with situations in your life, don't worry, because you're on track. You are absolutely on track with evolving your consciousness and growing into remembering who you are. So let me introduce you to my beloved guests. Colin Baird Smith and Pia Smith Orlean, PhD, have accessed parallel realms of love and light, including interstellar beings, Pan's Kingdom, fairies, and angels since childhood. Both Pia and Colin are interstellar communicators dedicated to joyous life work and bringing Larkma's wisdom to the world. This is so exciting. This is their newest book. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you. Delighted to be here, Cornelia. Thank you for inviting us back again.
We always love being on your show. This is a treat. This is an absolute treat for us. So thank you for inviting us back.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here, because you are my Palladian friends. And I love this bio, by the way. I just want to tell you that I love how you're introduced as interstellar communicators. I love that. So can you explain to us what that means, interstellar communicators?
Basically, I'd say it means we talk to beings in other realms that aren't here on Earth. Interstellar can include our star friends. We speak with Pleiadian group LARCMA is our team. They're our closest confidants and guiders and teammates. And we speak to Arcturians, and we speak to many other beings out from the stars. But we also have interdimensional connections with the divine feminine, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, the angelic kingdom. We have other kingdoms that we speak with also. So we use interstellar communicators as rather a broad term that stretches into interdimensional communication as well. Want to add to that?
Well, we, as you read on our bios, we've been doing this all of our lives. When we were children, we had connections to many kingdoms. We were playing with, talking to angels, fairies, little people, all imaginable kingdoms that are all around us all of the time. Pia and I were able to access these groups. We just had a natural ability to do this. And so over the years, it has developed and developed and developed. And it's our entire lifestyle. This is what we choose to do on an everyday basis. And we can't think of a better thing or a better way of doing what people say our mission or our project here on Earth. So this is what we are so happy to be involved with.
Yes, I can definitely relate to what you're saying, and I can feel the energy. So talk to us about LARCMA. So LARCMA is guidance, and LARCMA, you know, offers you guidance, not just you, but all of us here on planet Earth, offers us the guidance on evolution and ascension, including advice on family and our changing reality, cosmic weather, and healing and love and the ascension diet. That's basically what this latest book is also about, but the guidance that you receive from LARCMA. And so tell the audience again, this is one of the things that I absolutely love. Who is LARCMA? And explain that to the audience.
Well, LARCMA is a group of beings. When they introduced themselves to us many, many years ago, they said, we are six of one and one of six. And P and I looked at each other and went, well, what does that mean? And they said, we are a group of integrated beings. We live in a unified field of doing the highest possible good for everyone, for all energies. So they went on to say, we are each individuals, but we work together as a group of six so that we combine our individuality into a unified group. And so they're a family, so to speak, but they are also individuals.
We relate to them, as Cullen just said, as a family, because we have become part family with them. They're teammates, they're team members with us. They are here helping guide us, but they're also interested in conversation with us so that they can learn from us too. They don't want to do what channels did years and years ago, trans-channel, just transmit a message and that's it. They're not interested in that. They like two-way dialogue, two-way conversation, so that they can learn about us, because the more they learn about us, the more able they are to help us. And they are pure love. They are just such pure love. They have no judgment. They have only our highest good in their hearts. They don't speak in language as we do. They speak in music and mathematical tones, which is why the closest they can get their name in our language is LARCMA. It's a musical sound that relates to how they would say it to themselves or to each other. So they're a wonderful, wonderful group who have come to give humanity a gift, reminding us of things that Pleiadians have tried to teach humanity for thousands of years, but humans always forget. So now the Pleiadians are back again, and this particular group is focused on helping us take the evolutionary steps we need to take to ascend.
Yes, yes. And so one of the questions that I was pondering before coming on with you all is, have you merged with this group?
They merge with us every time they connect with us.
They merge. They,
when they work with other people, they say they synchronize their energies. They get the other person's energetic signature and they synchronize their energies. With Cullen and me, they actually merge their energies with us. So yes.
They actually are not terribly interested in the word or the term channeling. They prefer synchronizing because what their purpose is to help humanity understand that we're all energy, that everything in the universe is energy. And so if we co-mingle our energies together, we create unity consciousness. And that's really the basis of what they are here to help us understand. So when people call us channelers, we channel, of course, but it's a different form of communicating, as Pia explained. So I think they're happier with the idea of co-participation and not just pure channeling where information comes in, but as Pia said, there's no dialogue.
One of the things that's interesting about the way we work with LARCMA is that they have from the very first day required that Cullen and I be touching before they transmit information. And that's a safeguard against any personal filterization we might have. With the two of us together, we are diametrically very, very opposite in our personalities. That means that anything that I would filter out, Cullen would balance and go, no, that's not right. And anything that he might filter through his personality, I would say, no, that's not right. So there's zero filterization on LARCMA's messages with the system they set up by requiring the two of us to be present to use the libraries of both of our brains simultaneously.
So we're a little bit different in what we do. Pia is currently the only speaker. I do not speak anymore, primarily because I think, and this gives me a smile, I think they like the tonality of her voice better than mine. In the beginning, years and years and decades ago, we both spoke, sometimes simultaneously, sometimes individually, and it kind of confused the audience because they didn't know which one of us to look at, or they didn't know quite how to understand that we were both speaking the same words simultaneously at the same time. So Pia is now the speaker at this point, but we always like to help people understand that not just because she's speaking is she only receiving the information. We receive the information simultaneously. And if we're not doing it simultaneously, it won't work.
So there's a lot of things that are going through my thoughts right now. If you notice, I did not introduce you as channelers.
Yes,
we did notice that.
If you notice that, I didn't introduce you as channelers, and that's because intuitively, I knew not to do that. Mm-hmm. I knew not to do it, and that's why I liked the bio and also didn't want to introduce you as channelers of LARCMA, that I like the words of interstellar communicators. I like that. And then I didn't know the word of synchronization, but I feel like, you know, I was really, you know, aware of not introducing you as channeler. So that's one thing. The other thing, it feels like with how LARCMA communicates with you is the same, like, you know, you two are, you know, sitting next to each other and receiving the information simultaneously. And then it's almost like their group energy is, you know, transmitted to your group energy between the two of you, if you will. Am I saying that right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I was getting. And I too, you know, love how you're explaining this, because when you're saying that you guys both receive the information simultaneously, that it, you know, how it balances out the filters. And then certainly the ego can't be present, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. So what did you think about when I opened up the show today and I talked about what are we going to do with our energy? What are we going to do with our energy when we're, when we've come to our remembering of who we are? We are remembering who we are. We know who we are. We've healed our wounding. We remember. And what are we going to do with our energy now? What did you think about that when I opened the show?
One thing that LARTMA has taught us through the years of working with them is to always view everything as a process. So we don't tend to think in terms of when we accomplish this or when we finish that. We tend to think of an accelerating, evolving process that gets more and more exciting as we go. So the answer to your question, what are we going to do with our energy? To me is open our hearts and evolve even more.
I think one of the most important things to talk about with this question of yours is, which is a great question or a great statement, is we humans on this planet have choice. Every society on all of the other planets, all of the other star systems, do not have the choice that we have. This is unique to our system, our humanity. And so as we evolve, as we grow, we can always use the highest possible choice for anything we think, anything we say, anything we do. And I think at this point in the evolution of humanity, taking the high road always is what we're about right now. We can always make the best choices for the highest good of all. And I think that is one of the most important ideas that we can share with everyone else. Because if we're making the highest choice, then we're not only helping ourselves, we're helping everyone else.
And if we get our traumas cleared and our wounds healed and all of that out of the way, we have so much more to share, because we're not reacting defensively, we're not protecting ourselves, we're just open vessels of transparency, giving love and light. So what are we gonna do? We're gonna be free and we're gonna have a good time and we're gonna help people.
Yes, and see, that's what I'm so excited about. When you're talking about the excitement of what we're, you know, process and evolving and how exciting that is, and what you're saying, yeah, what are we going to do? This is the part. It's like, you know, for the last, I want to say decade, since 2012, maybe 2011, 2010, you know, the work has been very, very heavy, clearing the emotional body, clearing, releasing the negative limiting beliefs, and really waking up and doing that deep, deep, deep spiritual work, you know, being present with the shadow and doing that work. And now I feel like, you know, we're in a place of not reacting, and the emotional coming back to a place of being neutral and not feeling wounded and in pain from some triggers from the past, whether it was this past or a past life that is being, you know, we are being cleared. And sorry about that. There was an interruption. And so I find that, you know, here we are now in this stage of our evolution that is like really, really exciting. And I feel so curious to what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to do with our energy now? And how are we going to assist each other and the planet into this next decade, this next evolution?
I think it's going to come more through being, a sense of being who we really are, than a planning, what are we going to do? I think our entire focus of how we view ourselves and our reality is going to make a gigantic leap. One of the things I'm most fond of that I hold close to my heart that Larkma says over and over again is it doesn't matter what you do. What matters is how you do it. So I think we're moving into a phase of how rather than a phase of what. I think that's going to be the big shifts.
And everything is accelerating. Everything is speeding up. The energies that are available to us now are so much more potent than they have ever been in human history. And you mentioned 2010, 2011, 2012. Things have absolutely exploded since those years where we were trying so hard to develop and to recognize who we are. Well, those intervening years, we have done so much work that the accelerated energies and the accelerated understanding is so powerful now that every thought we think, every action we take is amplified. And we have to be very careful about how, as Pia said, we apply these understandings, these new abilities to be light, to be love, to be all of the things that we came here to be that has taken so long for us to develop and re-remember. So right now is the time to let go of everything that's limiting, everything that doesn't serve us, and to project all of the kindness and all of the compassion that we could possibly give, first of all, to ourselves and outwardly to everyone else.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. All right. So I want to find out about our changing reality and the cosmic weather. You want to talk to us about waveforms.
Waveform is a way of seeing energy differently than we do now. We have been trained to look at everything linearly, and we see ourselves as static, unchanging beings. We pretty much look in the mirror and we see the form, and this is who we are. Larkma is in waveform. They are very much a presence, but they move in waveform, and they can shapeshift into manifesting whatever form they wish to be in at any time. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get us accustomed to being more fluid and flexible in our own who we are, so that we become less static and view ourselves more as movement and process than as a static, unchanging particle. So waveform is about energy and movement, energy and motion.
And luckily, quantum science is finally catching up to the true reality of what we are about here. Energy and moving in waveforms, not being linear. Quantum science has been looking for 100 years to explain that we are movable, changeable energy. That is what we are. Everything in the universe is made of energy. And what humans are beginning to understand is that we can act like water. We can be movement. We can move around things. We can move through things. We can move. And quantum science is helping society understand this. People like to think that an authority is a very good thing to look up to. If science says this is the new truth, people are willing to listen. And the old science has really kept us in a box. The old Newtonian science has kept us static, has kept us not moving, not growing. So thank goodness quantum science, the new ideas, the new energies are showing us that our reality is totally different than what we've been taught for the past 300 years.
One of the things that Larkma initiated in their conversations with us almost 2 decades ago was talking to us about quantum physics and about binary number systems and about different ways that we can get out of linearity and begin to see that life spirals. It is not linear. They laugh when people say we're moving from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. And they say, that's just a linear concept. You're keeping yourself stuck in the same box and broaden your understanding. You're moving into multidimensionality. That means lots of different dimensions, not just the fifth. Stop thinking that you're only moving into the fifth dimension and broaden what you understand. So with their training and teaching us for these many, many years about quantum physics and about binary systems and nonlinearity and spiraling motions, we're actually beginning to have experiences where time doesn't exist. We merge from one experience into another and there's no time present.
Larkmo calls this liquid time. Mm-hmm. And Pia and I have been experiencing liquid time for a very long time, where we merge dimensionally, both being here partially in the third dimension, but also being in other dimensionality simultaneously. And in the beginning, it was a little shaky to realize that we could be in multiple dimensions at the same time.
Now it's coming into our third dimensional reality here. So we know that we're bringing that multidimensional experience into the third dimensional experience. And it manifests in very simple things. I'll just share one short example. We were living in a three-story house in Oregon some years ago. And one day I walked by and saw Cullen sitting in a chair where he had been sitting the day before we were having a conversation. But I thought he was on another floor. I didn't understand why I was looking at him. And I called out and said, Cullen, where are you? And he answered me from a different floor. He was indeed physically somewhere else in that moment, but I was seeing where he had been moments before in a previous day. Cullen had a similar experience of me, the same thing happening in that house.
So what we've been experiencing is the true ability to be in multiple dimensions at the same time. And it's an amazing experience. And I know many, many people are experiencing this today as we are. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to talk about very, very briefly is you mentioned 2012. Mm-hmm. In 2012, when the Mayan calendar was said to come to an end and that our world would come to an end, what the ancient Mayans meant was our world as we know it will come to an end. They didn't mean the world would end. And what happened in 2012 was that for the first time in human history, the ability to access all dimensions happened so that we could actually stop living only precisely in the third dimension, but that we would have access to other dimensions. That was a hidden, very deep understanding of the calendar that most archaeologists and most Mayan scholars just didn't understand. So since 2012, we've actually been able to access all of the dimensions at will.
When we are awake, have cleared out the shadows, are not afraid, are taking responsibility for being our authentic selves, then we were able to do that. So not everybody is accessing multidimensionality because many, many people are stuck in their fears. But when they step out of their fears and do their work, all of this is available to us.
It's available to everybody.
Yeah.
With the work that needs to be done.
I remember 2012, I facilitated a retreat here in Laconar in January of 2013. I was guided to facilitate this retreat because I know many light workers were all waiting in December of 2012, like the world is gonna end, now what? And so I titled the retreat in Laconar, 350 people from around the world joined us via virtual retreat at this location where I had internet installed because we didn't even have the internet. And we live streamed around the world, which was incredible. My first retreat that I'd ever done, but it was so guided to do that. And basically it was, now what are we going to do? And the whole retreat was about planting the seeds of the new world, planting our seeds. You mentioned that, you know, planet Earth is a free will planet, that this is the only planet. Did you say the only? Or did you? You said the other planets don't have free will.
They don't have choice.
They
don't have choice, which is the center of free will, absolutely. But they don't have choice in the same way. We have had it explained to us that many of the other planets just go along with whatever is prescribed for them that they're supposed to do, or they simultaneously make choice because there's no individualization. They're all working from the same unified place. Right. But individual choice that we have here on this planet is unique.
It is, and I think that's the part of our mastery that we are here to develop and really step into this level of mastery, because we can choose. We have that choice, and we could choose which universe we want to live in, the fear one or the love one, mm-hmm. which universe, right? Because it really comes down to that. When you were talking about the multidimensional, when you were lived in that house and you saw Cullen in the chair, it reminded me of a parallel universe. Would you say that's that kind of an experience?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's a very good description.
Yes. People are using the term different timelines. That's a very popular term these days. And I think all of those things, alternate universe, timeline change,
Mandela effect,
they're all describing what we're talking about right now.
Yes. I just love talking about this level of consciousness, that we're so awake, we're so aware, and we can talk about, I mean, when you look, feel the energy of here we are, open-hearted people that are absolutely spreading divine love, unconditional love, you know, do no harm, right? Do no harm to another. This is the energy, the caretaking of each other, loving the self, right? I love that. And that's the environment that we are creating with our new world that we're creating. This is each person's choice. And I just find it so lovely as we're walking each other home.
Oh, I like that. That gives me goosebumps. That's really good.
We're walking each other home and we're holding each other's hands.
Yes.
Beautiful.
You know, with our open hearts, and we're, you know, holding each other's hands, walking each other home. It's a beautiful way. So I know many people out there are dealing with a lot of challenges with their families. And I know that you have some good nurturing advice for us around how do people deal with their family challenges, and why are people so attached to their family?
They're attached because they have been trained by society that blood comes first, that the family is the tribal system that you have to respect, honor, and stay loyal to at all costs, which is a false training, as Cullen would say, bad training, because actually the Pleiadians have taught us the highest loyalty is loyalty to the truth, not loyalty to another person, a family, a situation. The highest loyalty is the loyalty to the truth, which lives in your heart.
So, what LARCMA has helped humanity with, and they continue to do, is to talk about family as a training ground. We come here, we choose who we wish to be with, we choose the energies as an educational process. But that does not mean that we have to stay together forever. What it means is that we learn lessons from very, very early childhood about what is this sibling teaching me? What is this parent teaching me? What is this grandparent teaching me? What is there to learn about these relationships? And it's amazing that most of the shadow situation, most of the trauma is developed within the family at an early age.
So one thing that is interesting about that is if you were in school and you loved your first grade teacher, that teacher's teaching you something and you love that teacher, but you don't stay bonded to that teacher forever. In the same way, if we take the Pleiadian view of family, we view our family as oh, they taught me something. I love what they've done and they've taught me something, but you don't stay bonded to them forever in a family relationship. You can choose to turn the relationship into friendship if you want to, if it's valuable for everybody, but to keep the training ground in place is not evolutionary. It keeps you stuck. And that's why so many people have so much trauma around their families.
So you know, what?
Yeah, go ahead, Colin, please.
What I was going to say was what LARCMA is trying to help us understand is that our true family is our spiritual family. Our true family is who we meet as we progress, as we evolve, who helps us continue to open our hearts, to help us understand that the reality that we've been trained into is not the true reality. So the distinction between the family that we grew up in and our spiritual family is a vastly different kind of family.
So spiritual family is all about heart. This planet is a place of learning and evolution. And if we don't take advantage of that by aligning ourselves with our spiritual family, then we're going to feel more and more stuck around our blood family, our family of origin, because that's not how it was intended to be. It's only a training ground. Love them, but move on to your spiritual family because that's who you're evolving with.
Yes, and I feel like we're a spiritual family here, right now. And I feel, you know, I felt this way immediately when I first learned about you, learned about LARCMA. I felt a drawing too. So it's just an honor and a pleasure to grow with you together and what we're doing. It's wonderful. When you were talking about the, you know, the family that we're born into, this is how I was born and raised and born into a family with my father being absent and my mother very hard, because my mother was now the breadwinner. And so basically there was not a lot of time there to show love to the children, right? To me. And I remember when I was a little girl, I used to go to bed at night and cry, please God, never ever give me children until I know what to do with them because of the, and I'm a little girl feeling this as a super sensitive psychic empath at that time, feeling all of the energies around me and really taking on the energies of the pain of what I came in with, but then also of, from my mom and my surroundings, that it was really hard. And, you know, I was always looking for my mother's approval and for my mother to love me. And what that was teaching me is for myself to approve of myself and for myself to learn to love myself as the mother in me is loving my inner child.
That's an excellent example of family's training ground, Cornelia. Thank you for being so open and sharing that.
Yeah, that was really interesting. And then, you know, going through my life with not having had a positive father figure, not having had a masculine energy of who is my role model, who is that role model that I can, you know, mirror, who is that role model? And so that was interesting. So then that's why my spiritual life became my family, my inner spiritual life. And so my role model became the Christ heart, the Buddha mind, the one who is awake. And it was, those were the masculine action archetype energies of who my father kind of would have been for me in that way, you know?
Yep. This is an extremely important discussion because children don't know why things don't work. They don't understand why they're in a situation that isn't loving enough or isn't
supportive
or like maybe they see a neighbor family that's more supportive or more loving and they look at themselves and go, well, why isn't that happening to me? And what I have understood all of these years is that that is the proving ground to make that child more sensitive, more psychic, more open,
more self-responsible.
And so what you have brought up here is extremely important, because sensitivities are so important in our spiritual development. And these experiences that we may have had as children opened us up to be more sensitive, more loving, and more open to what could possibly be available to us.
Yes, yeah. And you know, a lot of us that are this sensitive, we have tried to not embrace those gifts and try to numb those gifts down because we didn't know what to do with that sensitivity. We didn't know what to do with it. And so now, you know, to really embrace the gifts, embrace the sensitivity, and really feel what it feels like to feel a blade of grass, or what it feels like when you walk into a room and you can sense the darkness, what it feels like when you are around someone that is grieving. These types of sensitivities, where we've tried to suppress them, and now we really want to embrace them and bring it out and realize, how do we be with our sensitivities? How do we be with our sensitivities and actually use it for our gifts, for the benefits of what they are?
And that is precisely what's happening on planet Earth right now. More and more people are going back to those sensitivities and those gifts and those talents. And that is one of the reasons why everything is accelerating, because there's more energy being focused on that very development.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to, you know, this is such a great conversation. I just want to let the audience know that Pia, Colin, and I have decided that we're going to be coming onto YouTube once a month. So you'll be able to see us more. We're going to be talking about ascension related topics and different things, and definitely want you to come and join us. You're going to be seeing that I'm going to be putting a link where you can join us live in the studio audience. So stay tuned for that. But for now, I want to tell you guys a little bit about Pia and Colin's latest book, because you have to get it. Here's the thing. This book is so awesome. Just gives me the chills. And I wish I would have had this book when I was moving into my ascension, because I know that when I heard the word ascension back in 2008, I heard the word ascension. I didn't even know what it meant, but I knew I was there. I knew I was drawn to ascension. So then next thing you know, I am following that thread and following those crumbs, that what does ascension really mean and what is that all about? And for 2 years, I think even I didn't even really know what it meant, but I was being drawn to it, magnetized to it, because that was all part of my growth, my soul's journey. So this book here, and it's called The Palladian's Manual, and it is for accelerated evolution and ascension. And Pia, where can they get this book?
You can get it at any bookstore, can order it for you, or you can get it from the website, larkmaa.com. That's LARKMAA.com. So you can go online and order it directly from there, or if you want to walk in your local bookstore, your bookstore can order it for you.
Good, because here's what I want to share. So this book is so great. You know, what I love about the book is, I had made some notes. What I love about the book, every chapter has a Q&A in the back. And for those now awakening and you're wondering, you know, what things mean, the Q&A at the end of each chapter is awesome, you guys. I love that part. And it's a step-by-step guide. And like I said, I wish I would have had this guide. It's like an activation guide, and it's all about unity consciousness. And what does unity consciousness mean, right? It's all about healing. And the Q&A in the back, And basically, this manual, it's a manual for the principles of the universal energies. And so I just want to read you guys just a little part of it so that you can see what we're talking about here. And this is a part where it says, we have based this manual on the principles that are contained in universal energies, as defined in our earlier book, The Palladian Earth Energy Astrology, which is this book. Okay, and you guys can get that book too, which this is a fantastic book. They all are. So charting the spirals of consciousness. We began with the first universal energy of initiation and having led you step by step to the 10th energy of manifestation, because we wish for you to accelerate the manifestation of your own ascension. There are 13 universal energies in the cosmos that build upon each other as they spiral to completion. We have based the steps in this manual on the first 10 of those 13 energies. You will fully experience the 11th illuminating, and the 12th understanding, and the 13th completing and integrating. When you manifest your ascension and become cosmic citizens, although those energies are very present in the evolutionary and ascension process you are experiencing now. Below, we summarize the steps we've taken you through for your review and integration. And the steps would basically be the first step of initiation and the importance of unity consciousness. And the second step, duality. The third step, creativity. And the fourth step, foundation. The fifth step, change. The sixth step, flow. The seventh step, merging. The eighth step, connecting. The ninth step, harmonizing. And the 10th step, manifestation. This is a manual and it is a guide. It's an activation tool. You can sit with this and do your spiritual work and you will feel yourself transcending, transforming, and understanding, awakening, because I truly believe this is an activation book, manual. And like I said, I wish I would have had that when I was awakening during 2008, where I had no clue what was happening to me. And it was really pretty scary because, we were not where we are today. We were not where we are today. So it was an entirely different thing. So, but I just want to say, you know, all the books that you, an amazing body of work, Pia and Colin, Remembering Who We Are, amazing body of work that you've created with LARCMA. And these are all amazing books that people can get to support them on their evolutionary journey. So it is an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. What are your final words you want to leave our audience with today?
To let everybody know that we're all in this together, not to feel alone or separated or frustrated or anything at all of those lower fear vibrational energies. When you start to feel that way, remember that we were all in this together. LARCMA likes to use the word in Lakesh, I am another yourself. And we would say to each and every listener, anybody who's watching this, in Lakesh, we are on this journey together because we are you.
The second term that LARCMA loves to use is a Sanskrit word, and it is ahimsa. And ahimsa means of absolutely no harm to any other being or any other energy. So putting together what Pia just said about in Lakesh, which is actually an ancient Mayan term, those two terms, in Lakesh and ahimsa, are the two most fundamental understandings. If we're taking care of each other through in Lakesh, and if we're doing no harm at the same time, we're creating the absolute beauty of the earth that we want to be creating here. So if we take the highest road in anything we do, we're making a huge, huge difference.
You know, you have said, I think I read this in your book, you had said, remember, our only job is to be love.
That's right.
That's absolutely true.
Remember, our only job is to be love. And so if we can allow ourselves to be the love that we are, and as the light comes through our physical bodies and burns away the dross and the density that is needs to just be offered up and released and let go, and more light is coming in, and just allowing yourself to be who you naturally already truly are. This is our new humanity. This is our new world. And, you know, we all came here to experience exactly what you just said, and that is to care for each other and to love each other and not harm each other.
Well said, Cornelia.
That's really well said. And it's so simple. It's so simple. It's not something that is out of our grasp, out of our reach. It is something we can create together every single minute of every day.
And it's the heart of our path.
It is the heart of our path. Yeah. And it's isn't it so delightful now that we have come to this stage in our evolution. Like I said, when we look back to the past decade and we can see how far we've come and how fast, Colin, you've mentioned this, things are going to be accelerating even more. And I know that you are into, you know, you also use astrology as well. So we're getting ready to move into the age of Aquarius, which is going to be an amazing time because we're moving into an air element. And so there's just so many wonderful things to look forward to in our evolution in growing and evolving our consciousness.
It's probably one reason why Lark was trying to get us accustomed to wave form as we move into the age of Aquarius.
So it's really interesting. I have to show you my, you see this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This here is a little photo that I, a little picture that I drew in January of this year when I was in a group with a group of people where the instruction was to kind of talk about where we are. And at the time I was experiencing so much death. And I feel like part of what that was about for me was really sensing this whole COVID experience that was unfolding in March. And this was in January of this year. And there was just so much death energy. And the only thing that was left was a wave. And that was the only thing. So here I was, you know, here's the chakras, but here's the wave. This is all I am. Then there's the rainbow and there's the sun and the flower. And that's it. And so when you're talking about, you know, we are wave, this is on my refrigerator. And so it looks like a drawing of a child that did this. And sure enough, you know, it makes me happy when I look at it because I believe that was my creativity in the moment, really talking about where I felt I was at that time.
I think that experience that you're sharing with us was absolutely prophetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Wow. I could go on and on and on, and we will carry on. We're going to come back again. We decided we're going to do our first show on December 1st. We're going to be on YouTube. Stay tuned. We're going to be putting this information out on social media so you can join us live in the audience. You'll be able to join us here in the back in Zoom. And yes, it's always an honor and a pleasure, Pia and Colin and Larkma. It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much for coming on to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And beloved audience, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. And we'll see you again next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.